Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering a major shift in U.S. vaccine policy, promising results from a Medicare savings program, and Eli Lilly's latest manufacturing investment. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to transition to a broad COVID-19 vaccination recommendation for all adults. This marks a shift away from targeted eligibility criteria, underscoring the agency's view that COVID-19 vaccination remains a critical tool for long-term public health. Experts say the move should simplify communication and encourage wider uptake, particularly ahead of future seasonal surges. A recent analysis shows that the Part D senior savings model has significantly reduced out-of-pocket insulin costs for Medicare beneficiaries, while also improving adherence and diabetes care outcomes. Patients in the program reported paying no more than $35 a month for insulin, leading to better medication consistency and overall health management. Policymakers are watching the model closely as they consider long-term approaches to drug pricing reform. Lastly, in industry news, Eli Lilly is investing in a new manufacturing facility in Houston, Texas. The site will focus on advanced therapies and support the company's rapidly growing pipeline, including diabetes and obesity medicines. The expansion highlights Lilly's ongoing push to strengthen domestic manufacturing capacity and keep pace with rising global demand for its treatments. From universal vaccine recommendations to reduced insulin costs and major U.S. manufacturing investments, these stories show the dynamic interplay of policy, access, and innovation shaping healthcare today. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.